This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I love it.
Patty the Podcaster.
Oh, that's funny.
It's so weird because our company is like a turn it into a big podcast company.
Yeah, I think they're more excited about that than they are about us.
I don't know.
But this is where they make their money, so.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't know it sometimes.
No comment.
They came in yesterday. There's a bunch of these kids who are podcasters from Brooklyn.
Yes. They're all moving over here.
We bought the company.
Yeah.
They're looking around. They want to turn Patty's office into a podcast studio.
Not just my office. They were walking in every available space looking around, and people were going, "We work here."
John Elliott says cloudy this morning, some leftover rain and drizzle in some areas, then clearing up later today, a high of 50, right now 37. How about the Nets? The Nets beat the Raptors at the Barclays Center last night. The Raptors have been on a 15-game winning streak.
Not anymore.
And the Nets stopped them. Of course, the Knicks lost to the Garden. Boy, why don't they sell that team? No basketball till next Thursday, the NBA All-Star Game this weekend in Chicago. Devils and Red Wings tonight at the Prue Center. Rangers in Minnesota, Islanders in Nashville. And the XFL is back in action Saturday afternoon in D.C. The New York Guardians take on the D.C. Defenders minutes from now. Give you a shot to win tickets to see the incredible Celine Dion. I don't know if you've heard about this story yet. Brad brought it to my attention, for goodness sakes. And it's all about a young lady who makes her living. You know that movie, The Hustler?
Yeah. Hustlers.
Great
Hustlers.
Movie, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
Yeah. Yep.
And you saw her in the Super Bowl where she had her own pole.
Amazing.
And we showed this to Sue minutes ago, Patty.
Yes.
And first she goes, "Oh my God." And then she started laughing.
Well, because she's twerking after she falls. It's a big fall.
Her name
is 15 feet.
Yeah.
Gina Sky. She's an exotic dancer.
You think that's her real name?
No. And she's from the Sky family.
Gina Sky.
And she actually jumps up on this 15-foot pole. And she falls. She takes a nasty fall 15 feet. She hits her head. She breaks her jaw.
Yeah, she fell on her face.
But she doesn't know it yet. So she rolls over, gets on her hands and knees, and starts twerking.
Yeah.
I mean, she's dressed. She's got a stripper uniform on.
Yeah.
A bikini of
some kind.
She
cracked her teeth, too.
And so the next thing, the next video, you got her in the hospital. Her jaw's wired shut, and she's giving a big thumbs up.
What a woman. Positive.
Yeah.
Positive outlook on her, her circumstances.
I mean, you know, listen, I know people have are judgmental about folks like that, but people need to make a living. She's making a living, probably. Yeah. Felt like I got to get back up there and finish what I'm doing.
Better than being a hooker. I think it's a notch above a hooker, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
I think it's way above a hooker.
I meant several notches.
You
got to
watch Hustler.
You're going to get a whole load of messages from strippers now, Scott.
No,
maybe that was the idea.
Scott, and you do drive past the Hustler Club every morning, Scott.
Yes, I do. I never have been in there, I have to tell you that.
They said even 50 Cent weighed in on this.
Do strip clubs have medical benefits?
I was wondering if she had health insurance, or is this workman's comp?
It's probably workman's comp.
Did we ever figure out what town it was in, where it happened? Oh, it's Texas.
They're also asking, though, for folks to donate to a GoFundMe page, so she probably doesn't have much in the way of coverage.
Here's what's so crazy. When you see this video, and we'll post it in a second, when you see this video, she fractured her jaw, cracked some of her teeth, sprained her ankle, she needed stitches and surgery, and yet she rolled over and started twerking.
Well, keep twerking.
Was there blood?
The show must go on.
No blood.
You didn't see any blood?
No.
No.
How could there not be blood if she cracked her teeth?
I know.
It looks like she hit the other stripper who was sitting on the floor of
first
where the pole is. Yeah.
That probably saved her.
Well, then the other stripper's hurt, too.
Wow.
Could be.
Anyways, it was quite a...
Wow.
She's a hero, though. She's a hero.
But she's got, you said she's got many, many people urging her on to...
Tens of thousands of people have got behind her.
She does say she's done being a stripper. She's not going back.
She's retiring
into radio now.
Either that or she needs to do like a podcast.
She's going to start her own podcast. That's what she's going to do.
How to twerk.
I talk to her.
News on the pole. They're going to go after Patty.
News on the pole. News on the pole.
Except we can't drink if we're doing the poll.
I might need to.
Patty, you got to run video on that one?
I saw this thing. Patty told me about this little piece that University of Missouri has a research project going on. They looked at 6,000 people and found that those people who played golf at least once or twice a month much more likely to be alive 10 years later than those who didn't play the sport.
Oh,
that's good.
I had no idea that.
You're going to live forever, Scott.
Experts say golf can provide health benefits like stress reduction. It makes me more stressed.
It keeps you more social.
And it's exercise because it's of its social nature. You hang out with people. And you can play golf and do old age because it's not that strenuous.
I had an uncle who played every single day till he was 101.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a huge golfer, and that was his thing.
101.
101.
Boy.
Yeah.
I can barely break 100 now.
No, I'm talking about his age. I don't know what. I'm not going to say anything about his score. I had no idea what he played.
They have found a story about Tiger Woods. He's going to he's playing in the big event this weekend at the Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. He played there in 1992 when Tiger was 16 years old.
Wow.
28 years later. He's going to be the host for the tournament.
Wow.
How about that? He's won 82 tournaments.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Is that a record?
Well, there's one guy ahead of him, Sam Snead. He won 83.
Oh.
So the next one that
he ties him.
Is this golf course, is this where you used to live, Scott?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I played it before, but I didn't live there.
Right. Is this where OJ played as well?
Yeah, that's where OJ played.
It's the famous one where OJ played. Yeah, yeah. The Riviera.
They talked to a bunch of pros because all these young guys now on the tour grew up idolizing Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
So they asked him, this is Bubba Watson. When's the first time you played with Tiger? It was a practice round in 2007. I was on the 10th hole. He was on 9. I never met him, but... his caddy said, you mind if Tiger joined you? I said, well, no, that's okay. He said, there's thousands of people watching him, and there's nobody watching us. He picks up his ball, comes under the rope, and drops it right by me. He said, it was a thrill of a lifetime for me.
Wow, what that?
And Rory McIlroy, who's a very popular golfer right now,
he says,
I played with him for the first time at a tournament at a place called Sherwood in Los Angeles. I never said good shot in my whole life as much as when I was playing with him. So he said it was kind of crazy. Good shot, man. Good shot. That's what you know, when somebody hits on you.
That's amazing.
You just put that on your phone and rerun it.
That's amazing about Bubba Watson. He looks like he's 20 years older than Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He's a mess.
Yes, he is a mess.
Wow.
That's funny. Wait till Bubba hears that. Yeah, I heard that guy on the radio, that Aussie guy, talking about you, saying you're a big mess.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
So, two lotto winners this week. Tuesday night, one ticket sold from New Jersey. For $202 million. How about that? That's in the Mega Millions. The ticket was sold at the Quick Stop convenience store on Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey. The family that owns the store gets $30,000 for selling the ticket. a ticket worth $202 million. And then one winning ticket sold last night for the Powerball jackpot, all in the same week.
How much did they get?
They got $70 million.
Oh, not too shabby.
It's all right. You can get by on that.
Yeah. I'll take the first one. Sorry.
Brad, you're a gambler. What's the odds of that happening?
26 million to one.
Thank you. Perfect.
I remember that.
I remember the first time I asked him how many kangaroos there were hopping around Australia. Right away, he gives me a number.
26 million.
Has nothing to do with reality. He just does it.
How many kangaroos are in Australia? Like,
something,
who knows?
A lot. Something is awry in China. Yesterday, the number of cases in the coronavirus situation just spiked up.
Yeah, over 15,000 in one day.
And 254 people died yesterday in one day.
Yeah.
Death toll now at 30.
Well, they announced 254 deaths. We're starting to be.
I think there's a guy over there. It's a coronavirus. I think he's drinking Corona. There's a guy over there that sits in the back room and just comes up with a number each day.
Right.
In the meantime, that guy that works at the guy that works over there at the incinerator.
Yeah.
He says
crematorium.
Crematorium's going 24 hours a day. The death toll, they say, 1,300 and change.
But there's so much more talk every day it's building that they're underreporting. And I think a part of it, you know, it's not all nefarious. Part of it is they're trying to keep people calm. But the problem with that is you really need to understand how it's spreading and how fast it's spreading to treat it properly.
John, did you see that story about the two teenagers who jumped on the L train yesterday in hazmat suits? Mm.
Oh, that's classy.
One guy's 17, the other 19, and they had a styrofoam cooler that had like a medical sticker on the side that says, warning, coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Because that's how we ship things that are medically dangerous.
They actually spilled the cooler onto the floor of the subway train.
Yeah.
And people freaked out.
I don't understand why they did. They get arrested or no?
I don't think so, no.
Well, they should be.
And the guy behind it, the 19-year-old kid, Morris Cordwell, he didn't understand why people took it the wrong way.
His social commentary. Okay. Just because you label it that way doesn't mean that you should have a right to do that.
I feel like people misinterpreted what I was trying to do. We were only trying to address new cultural trends. What? The MTA people didn't think it was so funny. You know, Patty had that picture yesterday of the people in China. They're running out. They don't have those masks anymore. Mm. So they're kind of like doing it themselves.
Yeah.
They're putting adult diapers over their head.
Uh-huh.
And
panty liners.
And panty liners over their mouths.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, it goes down. It covers the way that they have it, you know, vertical over their nose, their mouth, and then the little wings with the sticky part goes up around their cheeks. I don't know.
That's industrious. Very creative.
Well, if you blow your nose, you don't even have to change your diaper.
You goofball.
They have the adult diapers. They put them on so the waist goes over, you know, to their shoulders, and they got two holes in them.
Yeah.
So you can see out. But it just looks funny when you're wearing those.
Yeah.
Kind of like wearing your underpants on your head.
That's unreal.
8:16, 8:30 this morning. Hall & Oates tickets is our bonus Big Show Brain Buster. Today's topic will be candy.
Ah.
Today's topic. Tomorrow, presidential Brain Buster.
Yay, we're back to presidential.
For Valentine's Day. That's nice.
No, for Monday, it's President's Day.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.